From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is Theo H.N. Williams. He's artistic director of Samba Funk. Welcome.
Hey.
Samba Funk is performing at the 6th Annual Black Eyed Peas Festival on Saturday afternoon of September 14th at the Oakland Tech High School lawn. But right now we're going to hear his recommendations for three arts events happening this Labor Day weekend in the Bay Area. Your first pick is the art exhibit, The Air Done Pulled, by Karen Seneferu, and is running at the African American Art and Culture Complex in San Francisco. The exhibit reflects her journey of her life as an artist, and it's a multimedia with film, drawing, sculpture, paintings. There's definitely an African aesthetic here. Karen is one of the co-creators of the Black Woman is God exhibit. Are you familiar with her work? Do you know her?
Oh, Karen's work is off the chain. I mean, I would encourage everyone that's listening to go down to the African American Art and Culture Complex and check it out. She's world renowned, and especially now with there being such a strong women's movement, I think she really represents women in the arts perfectly.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's awesome. That's the art exhibit, The Air Done Pulled, and it's running at the African American Art and Culture Complex now through November 2nd. Your next pick is on Sunday, and that's the Brothers and Sisters reunion at Luca's in downtown Oakland. For 15 years, Brothers and Sisters has been hosting a special party blend of Oakland flavor with the spiritual and underground house music. DJ Dadon and DJ Daniela started this party. Have you been?
Oh, man, Brothers and Sisters off the hook. First of all, Dadon, he's from the East Coast, but he first used to spin at the Upper Room. And the Upper Room is above Burger King right there on Market. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be an after-hours, non-alcoholic, teen, late-night club. And this is where I first was introduced to house music, like soul house from New York and New Jersey. And he was a young DJ back then. But since then, he's made a name for himself. He's like one of our godfathers of Afro house music, and he's been doing this event for 15 years. He's done multiple events. He has some really notable underground events in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and lately he's been spending a lot of years in Oakland. But yeah, we love Dadon. It's a nice party.
Nice, and it's only $5, so you can't beat that.
No, Dadon is a man.
Shout out to Dadon and Daniela.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the Brothers and Sisters Underground House Music Party, and the fun starts Sunday, 10 p.m. at Luca's in downtown Oakland. All right, Theo is going to keep us dancing this weekend. Finally, your third pick is the 11th annual Berkeley Salsa Block Party on Monday, September 2nd. The music starts at 2 p.m. sharp and goes until the early evening, and the party is happening on Prince Street and Telegraph Ave. This is a free family event, but the organizers do ask for a donation. Theo, block parties have come back to the Bay Area, and I'm loving it. I am loving it.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because that seems to be like the soft area for the Bay, is that people are just like, okay, fine, we don't have to do a big festival, just get the permits, no parking here, set up the shop, boom, we got a party in the street. And it's great. I mean, I've never really known the Bay to be like that.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. I think, too, because that void came from a festival at the lake left.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And then, too, like a lot of people, smaller units of people decided to just go out on their own and just set up. I mean, you know, it's kind of renegade.
Right.
And you just do it until they tell you that you can't. So people were setting up speakers and started having the parties. But it's cool. But yeah, the Salsa Block Party, though, is just like that. But it's organized. It's really great. Augustine Luna is the host. He's been doing it for years and years. Usually he has Fito Reynoso and his Cuban All-Star band that performs there. So it's a live band. They do a couple sets, and it's basically all salsa. So if you like salsa, this would be the place to be.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, you can't beat that. That's the 11th annual Berkeley Salsa Block Party going down Monday, September 2nd on Prince Street and Telegraph Avenue.
cosa linda que tu amor es mío, por Dios.
Bien lo sabes tú, que yo no puedo vivir.
I've been speaking with Theo H.N. Williams, Artistic Director of Samba Funk. Catch them at the 6th Annual Black IP Festival on Saturday, September 14th, on the Oakland Tech High School lawn. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at klw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.
Shades of Delight. Cold, cold.